Mile 22 is an American espionage action thriller directed by Peter Berg and written by Leah Carpenter. The film stars Mark Wahlberg and follows an elite CIA task force composed of paramilitary officers from Ground Branch of the Special Activities Division. We're joined now by our movie reviewer, Blake Smart, to speak about this film. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what was your take on the film?
Well, I'll start by saying that Peter Berg, the director, and Mark Wahlberg, the star, if you've heard of him, they are much, much better at making movies when they're doing true stories, when they're recreating true stories with something that they can pay respect to and something that will keep them in line and something that will give them a little bit more substance to their movie, because Mile 22, not based on a true story, is their attempt at making a new Jason Bourne-type action franchise. And they have failed spectacularly. They the plane has come apart, the wings have fallen off, and they're spiraling towards the ground. I'm not quite sure what they'll do next, but probably not a sequel to this movie.
Probably not a Mile 23.
No, definitely not.
Well, so you said, Peter Berg and Mark, are they frequent collaborators?
They are frequent collaborators. They did the movies Lone Survivor, Deepwater Horizon, and Patriots Day together, which are all surprisingly good movies. All of them are experiences that put you on the ground, very subjective, through the eyes of the blue-collar American hero. But it is respectful towards that perspective, and it seats you in it, and it makes you experience what they're experiencing, and they are, you know, they're emotional movies. This is not an emotional movie, and it has, like, the blue-collar American here I was talking about, sympathetic towards them, especially in the day and age where corporations and stuff are pushing more and more and people are finding it harder and harder to work. But this movie has no sympathetic characters. No one is likable. You don't understand why anyone is doing anything. And it's because Mark Wahlberg plays like a special forces CIA super soldier, and he's a bad person. He is an asshole to everyone. Sorry, but he is a mean person, and he is needlessly mean to everybody. And along with other choices in the movie, it is baffling to me.
So, is there any attempt? You mentioned that these other films that Peter Berg and Mark Wahlberg have worked on together have this theme, because they're drawing from like a true source, but also they're trying to paint this maybe broader American picture about the blue collar worker. Is there any theme that's attempted in Mile 22? About is it trying to say anything?
I would see if it was trying to say anything, that I think it is, and I think it's just saying that there are bad people needed to stop bad people, but it doesn't say anything. It doesn't say it as elegantly or as interesting as like a movie like Denis Villeneuve's Sicario, which came out a couple of years ago, which had huge amounts of praise, which says pretty much the same thing, but does it in such a more meaningful way, whereas this movie just casts any sort of point to the side in favor of just very choppy action. Very, very cutty, very hyperactive action, which is just hard to follow.
So one thing about this movie is that it has Ronda Rousey in it. So she is a, what's it called?
Former UFC fighter. Yeah. Yes. She's been in wrestling since then and has made a slight transition to acting. She's been in a couple of
She was in a Fast and Furious movie. Yeah, she is not a great actor in this movie, but nobody is. So she's on a level playing field. She's on a very level playing field. But everyone in the movie is outshone by Iko Uwais, who is the main character of the Indonesian action movie that came out a couple of years ago called The Raid. And he's a brilliant choreographer and a brilliant actor at the same time. And everybody is shown up in this movie by him. So it's no surprise, you know, Mark Wahlberg has nothing on him. John Malkovich is in this movie. He also has nothing on him. nobody even comes close to matching the... Probably the only engaging part of the movie is when Iko is on screen doing his martial arts, which is incredible.
We're speaking with our movie reviewer, Blake Smart, about the new release film, Mile 22. So is that probably the most salvageable part of this film for you?
Certainly, because of the plot, which I haven't talked about, mostly because it is very generic plot, and it's both generic and simple and confusing and utterly hard to follow at the exact same time, because it's about trying to find nuclear bombs, you know, because people are going to hide the nuclear bombs and you've got to find them. And the only way to find them is Eco always plays a character who might know where they are. So they got to get him 22 miles across the city toward a plane so they can fly him out. And it is, that only happens in like the latter half of the second half of the movie. So I'm not exactly sure what happens in the first half of the movie. Usually a movie like this, the most of the movie will be centered on those 22 miles, but it's just awkwardly structured. As it's awkwardly edited and awkwardly sort of delivered, it's altogether an awkward movie. But it's not, it might be worth seeing if you're like, if you're a person who is attracted to bad movies or movies where they do things and you're not sure why they're doing it. Like, it doesn't make any sense to make Mark Wahlberg such a mean character, but it starts to get funny after a while because you realize that they don't seem to care about him being a main character. Most movies will go, oh, we have to make him as likable as possible, and they do it in the most generic way possible, but there's just no attempt whatsoever.
So there's no texting his wife, you know, going, oh, hey, honey, I'll be late home tonight or something like that, or a cut back to him playing with his daughter or something like that, like most action films will do in some way.
Exactly. No, the first thing he does is slap the birthday cake out of someone's hand and say, no birthday cake. And then he says it again. He says, no birthday cake again, to emphasize the point.
So
super rude.
This sounds like this could possibly almost come back around to maybe a cult classic. Do you see that maybe as something that could save Mile 22? This is something that each year people, you know, in The Room or Rocky Horror style watch and
wait. Rocky Horror is a great film. Okay,
but slap birthday cakes out of people's hands.
That's very possible, although I think that it's positioned in that kind of realm will be undercut by just how disinterested people are in this kind of white male action hero, you know, era. It's not interesting enough for people to engage with a movie like this.
Well, Mile 22 is out in cinemas now. If you're interested,
try your luck. Blake, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
A pleasure as always. That was Blake Smart speaking about the new film, Mile 22. And as Tom mentioned, it is in cinemas now, but the reviews are looking bleak.